Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Friday, January 21st. Today on Forbes, as Carly Lloyd eases into retirement, business has never been better for the soccer star. Carly Lloyd seemed like the perfect brand ambassador when she began talking to fitness recovery startup Symbody last spring. The soccer star had a reputation as not only one of the best players in the history of her sport, but also a fanatically hard worker whose hours in the gym had her playing at a high level even as she was turning 39 years old. Then came word that she would be retiring after the Tokyo Olympics. For many brands, that might have been a deal breaker. Why make a major investment in an athlete just as she was leaving the global stage? But Symbody, the Canadian manufacturer of a wall-mounted massage device, didn't flinch. And the more Chief Operating Officer Aaron Turner thought about it, the more this seemed like an opportunity. Turner says, quote, "Carly is extremely decorated, but now that she starts this new chapter in life, it's really interesting the story that we get to tell over this four-year partnership, how she is using recovery in her day-to-day life, and not just how she views recovery for her job. You can only tell so many stories of her competing at the top level." Lloyd has received similarly positive responses from sponsors across her portfolio, which now features 9 long-term deals, 4 from the past year. That includes Symbody, where she has the biggest contract of any athlete ambassador, ahead of 4 active NFL players. Lloyd even managed to add a partnership with women's healthcare company Agile Therapeutics in October, the same month that she played her final game with the U.S. women's national team, and mere weeks before her last game with Gotham FC of the National Women's Soccer League. Forbes now estimates that Lloyd collected $4 million off the field in 2021 before taxes, counting her endorsements, appearances, speaking dates, merchandise, and licensing fees. Throw in $550,000 on the field from her time with the U.S. Women's National Team and New Jersey-based Gotham FC, and she was within shouting distance of the world's 10 highest-paid female athletes right as she was hanging up her boots. For full coverage, check out Brett Knight's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.